Blog Talk Radio.
How are you guys doing? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio. How are you? How you doing? I mean, we've had some really good shows here the last couple of days, so hey, we're trying to repeat that. So therefore, thank you for joining us. If you want to get a couple questions answered, please give us a call here at 646-721-9031. You'll love it. I promise you. So throw it in there. Kick it up. Kick it around. Do what you got to do, but definitely give us a call. 646-721-9031. Dee should be with us momentarily. I can hear her walking down the hallway now. Okay, cool. So we're looking at the situation.
Yep, and we also already have one caller in there.
Okay, no problem. Let's give a little shout on our sponsor. We have a sponsor named Richard Belanga, and he has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. He's our sponsor for the show, so therefore, check out his website. It's a really cool website, and really give you insights of exactly what he's doing, and go to DivineBodyWash.com. Because what he's doing is, for each person who donates to the show, each listener who donates to the show, you will have $25. You will get a body. You will get a bottle of body wash. For every person who donates $35 or more, you will also get a body. Get a bottle of body mist. Let's try it again. Okay, go to DivineBodyWash.com. Check out the website. Richard is offering for all the listeners who call in into our show, for each donation of $25 or more, well, actually, for each donation of $25, you will get a bottle of body wash. For each person who donates $35 or more to the show, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. All right. Also, with the situation, check out HemiSync CDs. If you're a person who's going in and getting into actually doing some meditations and looking to change your life in a very dramatic way, HemiSync CDs are really cool CDs. Go to hemi-sync.com. They have all kinds of samples and everything else, like, so you can actually hear the music and stuff like that. But basically what it is, it's a new technology. Well, it's not really a new technology, but it'll be new to you if you try it out. That is basically what it is underneath the music, it's got orchestra music and all kinds of stuff. Any kind of music you can think of, spiritual music, things like that. And they have CDs for anything and everything you can think of, for any ailment, sleep, if you can't sleep, if you're over-sexual or under-sexual. They got CDs for that, dreaming, connecting with your angels and guides, meditations, anything you can think of. Check out these CDs. They're really cool. And usually have a nice little special. They're usually like $19.95. But if you get four CDs at the same time, the fourth one is free. And usually around holiday season and every once in a while, they usually have some really good specials where you can actually get them for even better than that and still get that fourth one for free. Also, the situation that they have going on, too, where I think they also have MP3 downloads. You can check out those things, too, as well. So go to www.hemi-sync.com. And like we always say, people walk in your house, and I hear that music, and I go, is that a Hemi? Yeah. Sweet. Okay. And go. Let's go into another situation.
Sure.
Company out there called go on BrainSync. It's called www.brainsync.com. Now, these are the same kind of, we actually enhance your meditations too as well, but they're more on the subliminal side, which means there's subliminal CDs. And the technology has changed a lot since the 70s, and it really is cool CDs. I mean, the affirmations and stuff, what they do is the CDs just keep repeating those affirmations within your mind, and all you got to do is sit there and take some time to listen to the CD. And then don't catch yourself if you're actually making affirmations out of everything and anything you see when you get yourself into situations like that, okay? I also do private readings too as well, so if you want to give me a call for a private session, please do so at 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, those numbers are 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And also, Dee, you have some information, too, that you give people so they can contact you for sessions as well, correct?
Yes, I do. Anybody would like a reading, you can reach me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, or you can phone me at 207-374-5072. I take PayPal, love donations. I'll work with your budget. Usually an hour session would be $60, which is a dollar a minute, but I'll work with your budget if that's too high for you. And if you would like an email reading, I can do that for, say, $20. But it's working with your budget. I will also chat with you on Hotmail. I don't mean Hotmail, but MSN Messenger, or on Yahoo. And if you want me on Yahoo, just email me and I will give you my information, because it's different from my MSN.
All right. I was thinking about going on the same thing too. You contact me for a reading. I got 60-minute, 40-minute, and 20 minutes. And how it works is for a 60-minute reading, it's usually $125. But for people, we're giving people a special who actually call into the show. And for you, it will only be $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's $75. But for people who call the show, it's only $22.22. Also, for a 20-minute session, it's usually $55. That's the regular price. But for our callers, which we value and really appreciate the support you give, so therefore it will only be $11.11. We also have a one-card reading, which is usually $35. For you, it would only be $9.99. Also, our 90-minute to two-hour sessions are usually $135 and well worth it. But for you, it would only be $77.77 for the callers. So look at the whole thing, and that's just for the month of March. So jump in there and take advantage of those incredible rates, because what we do, basically, realistically, for a 60-minute session, you usually get about two angel card readings, depending on the first reading and how long it goes. But we try to get those things in there as much as possible. So it's usually between 60 to 70-minute sessions. And then the 40-minute sessions, we usually do two, five card angel readings. Basically, what these things are, they're angel card readings, where it's seven cards. It's called a seven card pyramid foundation reading, which is actually where we start off with seven cards and we put six on top of that one and five, four, three, two. We actually build a pyramid where we're actually building it block by block. And what's so cool about these readings is when you start looking at the situation, especially with the seven card, and I always recommend the seven cards because it covers so much with you. It actually puts in each one of the layers, and the seven card spread actually represents the chakras, each one of the chakras, the ground chakra, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plex, the heart, the throat, what's the other one? The throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra. So check those out too, okay? And then each one of the cards is usually three cards touching each other. So therefore, it's like story within a story within a story. So it's basically your life on the table. And we can really get some really in-depth information for you on what you need to do just by putting down the first seven cards, which is your foundation. And then the second card, the second layer, then third and fourth, they're actually giving you insights on how to maintain that foundation within your own life. But it also has, you know, bits and pieces, talks about your relationships, that kind of stuff. And then when we're done, when we finally get that final card on the top, we can go down the left side for the final meeting, and then down the right side. So see, it's different than tarot cards. See, tarot cards usually get a final meaning, but you don't get a double insight where you can actually look at the left side and the right side, which is almost like the spiritual side and the physical side. So when you get those inside information, it helps you to balance within yourself, where you can balance between the physical and the spiritual, and you'll have this great balance within your life. And then you look inside the reading itself, and it gives you information on how to really balance within yourself. Say that you're a person that gives too much, but you're not open to receiving. Maybe you're too much into doing when you should be also being, and balancing those out. Maybe there's little things about structure and flow and just all kinds of different variations when you get in this situation of realizing how much we really do have to consider in the process of balancing our lives that maybe is cutting off our prosperity. So it's very well worth it to put in there. And like I said, there's variations. We have a 7-card, a 5-card, and a 3-card. So it's like one of those things where they really have a tendency to put it in there so you can actually get the information you need and with the time that you have. So just jump in there, take care of the whole thing. And also with the 90-minute, 2-hour sessions, what that is, I do life coaching and relationship counseling, and I work with kids and that kind of stuff. And in the midst of the whole thing, well, the reason we expanded those is to have more with the whole thing. And because in the midst of actually working with people with relationship counseling and life coaching and working with the children, we also found that using the tools, the cards, that kind of stuff, we can also get some great in-depth in those situations. So we've opened, the parameters on the whole thing of getting a past life or life coaching or relationship counseling, but also getting a 7-card reading or a 5-card reading, whichever is good for you. And I actually have 3 decks of cards I've created where there are 2 decks put together. So it can actually be classified as 6 decks, but it's actually 3. And how that works is I have the Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael cards by Dorian Virtue. I put those cards together as one big deck. And they really get some great in-depth readings because I like these cards, because those cards actually have prayers at the bottom that can actually help you connect more to whatever the situation is. And then we have the other cards, where it's the Archangels and the Angel cards, which we always felt like since the Archangels and Angels work together. Anyway, we put the 2 decks together, and we get these really phenomenal readings too as well. Whereas, there you go. And then we have another deck I just got, which is actually the Life Purpose deck and the Romance Angels deck, where we put those two together because we also feel like with the situation that when you are in the process of your life partner and your life purpose, more likely those things happen on the same path. Of course they do. So, see, we have variations with cards and the readings themselves to give you the answers you seek. So contact us at 740-601-9835 or through my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Leave your information, and I will definitely get back with you. I check those things, who knows, a million times a day, making sure I'm on top of everything. And we like to take care of your readings and get them done in 24 hours. So as soon as you schedule it, it'll be done that quick, unless it's otherwise specified by you. So check it out and do what you got to do. How much time we got taken there? D? How much time we have left in the show?
Well, let me see. It doesn't say here in the... it says on air. I know somebody's been waiting for 20 minutes and 43 seconds.
Okay, put them on. Let's talk to them. Let's do a reading right now. Switchboard doesn't tell you. It's right. It should be right above my phone number.
I don't know your phone number.
Where it says on the air.
Okay.
There's nothing. Where it says host.
There's nothing above your phone number.
So we have on the air, which is in red, but there's no numbers next to it ticking down.
Oh, bingo! On air. Yes, we have. We are at, is that stream left 50? It's still trying to tell us we've only got 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
I don't know what happened.
I'll correct that tomorrow. Oh, no problem. Let's get our caller on and take care of business.
Okay, this is area code 401. You're on the air.
401, you're on the air. Welcome to the
Hello.
Show, and how are you?
Hi.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, this is Anna. Areas of focus right now for me are finances and relationships. So I'm just wondering what you see, if there's anything you can tell me about either one.
Okay, when I sit there and pick up on the thing real quickly, it shows that your finances and your relationship, it seems like what's going on in your life right now is actually affecting both of those situations and both those parts of your life. The idea of prosperity has a tendency to hinder both parts of your life too. And also I feel like when I'm picking up on the information that keeps coming to me, that there's a lot of things that are going to be changing very quickly for you too. Right now, I don't know, you're kind of worried a lot. True?
Yeah, yes.
And what's the one worry that drives you the craziest?
Well, I just started becoming a little more scared about finances because I had travel, and like you were saying, some things linked to the relationship that caused me to spend money, but the relationship just kind of has been very troublesome for me. I'm just not sure if, you know, my boyfriend, I don't know what to call him now, and I have been off and on, and I'm just wondering, is he going to come around and step it up? Or
that's kind of funny, too, because she says, I don't know what to call him, but she's been calling him a lot of names. Anyway, but that's another story. But no, seriously, I keep getting a lot of frustration there. Where it's I just want to smack the hell out of the guy. But it's like he wants I feel like a droopy-looking dude who walks around playing the victim all the time. So I was just like, is that true?
Yes, he's very contentious.
Okay, because I'm sort of looking at the guy and said, man, you need to come out. I said, it's okay to go within yourself, to work on things, but I think you're long overdue, man. It's time to come back out. Anyway, what you need to do with the situation, I keep getting this really strong impression with everything that you need to do right now. The one thing I feel like you need to do is really start focusing on you. Also look at your boyfriend, in some sense the word too. And I believe this so firmly, that we need to take a look at the people that we have in our lives and look at what they reflect back at us.
Mm-hmm.
What do they reflect back? And when you look at your boyfriend, what does he tell you? When you look at him, what's the one thing that jumps out at you? That kind of stuff. Because I feel like he is playing the victim and that kind of stuff. But I also feel like with the situation, he has a tendency to suck you into the thing too. Or this is just the way I pick up on it, okay? Where you keep saying, poor boy. And you're frustrated and you're angry with him, but you feel like he's also been through a lot. So you have a tendency to get caught up in that whole situation where, okay, he's been hurt and kind of stuff. I tell people all the time, snap out of yourself and look at the dude and say, you know something, this is true. I've seen it so many times with people I work with that if you start working on yourself and realizing, you know, you're also tapping into your own weaknesses because of being with him, he points that out to you. So that's a reflection. Okay, he's basically tapping into his weaknesses, and it's like we're too much focusing on what we don't got or what we don't have or what's going on, as in focusing too much on the problem. We should be focusing on the solution. The solution, realistically, is you need to go within yourself. You need to focus on finding the strength within who you are. And if he falls to the wayside, that's not your fault. It's the idea of making choices and saying, I make a choice right now from this point on to actually be prosperous, abundant. I want to see an unlimited flow of money. I want to see unlimited opportunities coming to my life and that kind of stuff. And the process of declaring that and sticking to it and really working with yourself and going inside and say, okay, do I love myself enough? Am I justifying it? Or am I looking for justification from somebody else because this person doesn't love me as much as he should, or he shouldn't be expressing himself? Those things are pointing out to you that you need to start focusing on those aspects within yourself. Okay?
Okay.
I've always said this before, and I've seen it so many times where people go, well, he doesn't love me enough. I said, you should look at the situation, what you're saying, and change it to, I haven't loved myself enough today. And then try doing that. And then see what happens. Because when you start focusing on being who you really are, what happens is the person you're with, you're connected to that person. That person will also follow suit too. And they'll start being who they are. Because this droopy little dude that's going on, when you tap into the strength of him, that's not who he really is. That's the part he plays right now.
Okay?
So you get past the whole thing. But you really need to focus on your career and what you really want to do with your life. Because I feel like where you're at right now and what's going on, you really don't want to be there. That's another thing that's working against you. It's the idea of looking at that realistically and going, okay, I don't want to do this. I just went through this myself, where I was like, the last 3 years I've actually run away during the summer months. I ran away with the carnival. And when I got into the whole scenario, a lot of things happened. I didn't get paid right, or certain things were just not falling into place. And I said, this shouldn't be happening this way. This would have been a good choice, right? And I had to sit there and be honest with myself and say those things and say, okay, this is just not going right. And this last year was even the worst. But I also caught myself doing one thing, sitting down with people out of nowhere, strangers, doing palm readings, answering questions, doing this kind of work. So it was telling me that I should never walk away, and I was actually running away from what I should be doing, which I know for a fact that when I do it, I love doing that kind of work. It was just one of those things of using the excuse, I'm going to run for the carnival and make lots of money so I can save it up, not realizing if I would have put myself where I needed to be at, it probably would have corrected my financial situation, and I wouldn't be sitting here dealing with a computer that's 100 years old and all these other things. And then when you come to that conclusion, you realize that in the process of making the decision to go into a different direction, down a different path, you're still going to have to deal with certain things as you're coming out of that period. You know, the residue of what the way you used to think yesterday is still manifesting itself today. So we need to keep focusing on affirmations and focusing on ourselves, as in a positive sense of even asking yourself, do I have a tendency to complain too much myself? And then make a promise to yourself to stop doing just those things and say, okay, I'm going to start focusing. Every time something happens, I'm going to look at what is the solution. I already know what the problem is. I don't need to dwell on the problem. Take your bills, throw them in the trash. You know, no reminders of what, of debt. You want to take debt completely out of your vocabulary and start focusing on the word prosperity and actually looking, focusing on abundance. And we always talk to people so many times, abundance of love. Can you have abundance of love without being with somebody? Of course you can. Of course you can, because you abundantly love yourself, okay? You're you're also abundantly prosperous within yourself. And then all of a sudden you're going to start noticing one thing. Once you start focusing on your career and focusing on things like that, there are going to be opportunities going to be coming to you that you're really going to take into serious about, I'm going to step away from working with the commercial world and start focusing more on what can I do for these people? What kind of service can I give the world? Because the more you actually contribute to the well-being of another person, the more you benefit yourself. And it's one of those things that you're just giving it unconditionally. But when we sit here and talk about working on ourselves, it's the idea of getting to a point where you unconditionally love yourself. That means you sit here and look past the illusion. Like my favorite one I use is, some people have a tendency to look in the mirror and say, I don't like my ass. And I said, well, if you come to that conclusion when you look in the mirror, then you don't love yourself unconditionally. It's the idea of looking at yourself and realizing what is the true sense of who you are is the essence of what's inside you, not that body. And the more you tap into the essence of who you are, the outside extremities also start changing to be more of who you are too as well. And this, like working with your chakras, it's been a proven fact that working with sacred chakras, for some reason, when you work on that chakra and you balance it out, if you notice that you've gained a lot of weight in that area, sometimes doctors will sit here and tell you all kinds of crap. But when you sit here and look at the situation, it's realistically, it's an imbalance within your body. And what you're trying to do is correct that imbalance. But also when you correct the imbalance within yourself between the physical and the spiritual, which means you start really trusting the intuitional things within yourself. So you're trusting your spiritual self. But you also have to look at things on the outside. Like, for example, if you get a card that says you need to focus on your health, it's the idea of focusing on your health and noticing certain things within yourself. Like when I drink milk, my body reacts. And it's the idea of making a conscious effort to say, well, I can't do that, and then looking for the alternative. So maybe you like putting milk on your cereal, but there's also alternative rice milk, almond milk, that doesn't have the same effect on you. Or even finding a product that's very good for you, like Muscle Milk. I mean, it might sound crazy, but Muscle Milk doesn't have milk in it, but you still get the protein. And you can still put it on cereal. And it's one of those things of looking, and then you're going to find yourself when you start looking for solutions and you're so dead bent on finding a solution, you find out that you automatically start doing that and you get away from focusing and dwelling on the problem. And you're going to start realizing, and you're going to start experiencing one thing too, is you're going to be getting through these situations a whole lot quicker when they do happen, and you're also going to find out they're going to happen less.
Okay.
All I was going to say was you have to be strong within yourself. When you're strong within yourself, men have a problem with this. They don't realize one thing, that when you're actually with a woman doesn't want you to sink down to her level and cry with her. She wants somebody she can cry on. She wants a strong foundation, okay? And it's the same thing, and we'll put some insights to men right now, okay? And I'll set it straight. Maybe some guys won't want to say this, but we also like the same thing. We like to have a strong woman that we can also lean on from time to time, too. And it's when we sit here and talk about relationships, they're not 50-50. You either give 100% or don't give anything at all, because that's why it works. Because, you know, within a relationship, what we say working on a relationship doesn't mean working on keeping it. It's working on working together to make it as strong all the time as it was when you first met. Because a lot of people, women in general I've worked with, always have this tendency to give up their personality. Everything they can think of to keep a man, to keep their friends, to keep their family.
Yeah,
okay,
that weakens
the relationship, because see, what you're doing is you're living your life according to everybody else. So you're not listening to your intuition. You're listening to your fear. It says, well, if I don't have my friends, my family, if I don't have this guy in my life, I have no life. Realistically, what you're saying to yourself is, I don't have a life. So these people, it's their responsibility to make up that part that I haven't done myself. When we sit here and say, go back and work within yourself, it's to correct those situations. You've heard the term, take back your power. That's what it means. You've given your power to your friends, your family, and to your spouse. So therefore, they control your life. So what you do is you step back and you start saying, it's okay to get what I want because I deserve it just as much as anybody else. But you have to have that belief within yourself that says, I deserve this right now. Like I have this one affirmation I had in the book where it says, if I can find it real quick, but it was one of those things of focusing on what you do desire, and it's very important. And then you can take it one step further and say, okay, I always have what I desire when I desire it. And I have all the money to actually put me in that position to do that. I'm trying to find that. I am grateful to have the means to purchase anything I desire when I desire it in cash. I only pay with cash. you're saying I'm grateful. I have the means. I can purchase, and I have my desire, and I always have my desire within me, and I always pay cash. It's one of those things of always, and the idea of focusing on the word cash, and I only pay in cash, it's the idea way of keeping a constant flow coming in our lives, because a lot of people get caught up in the freaking weekly thing, too, and saying, okay, I need to make $400 this week. They don't realize how much they're actually putting limitations on their lives by specifying those small little things. When you sit to be, you know, it's like going out working. You want to work for somebody, you know, that's your choice, but you should put in a different parameter and don't focus into, I want to make $400 a week, I want to work 40 hours, I got to do this, because we get ourselves into a desperation thing. We basically take our limits up to that point where we're constantly think we have to do that, not realizing we can reach beyond our means, but it has to start with us reaching beyond our means of our income, too, to realize that our job is not the only way you can bring income into your life. Blessings happen all the time, where it's the ideal, I am worthy. I wanted to find that one, because that was a good one. And it was basically saying, where is that sucker?
I am
blessed to love. Oh, it's okay. Once we're down to the minutes, we still got 15 minutes after the show's over with. And we're going to have to correct this freaking technical crap, and we can actually get back to two-hour shows. This is the materialistic stuff. But it talks about... I know I had it just here a minute ago. Oh, here it is, wealth. I am a money magnet. All that I do creates greater and greater wealth and abundance. My income, this is what I was trying to find, my income far exceeds all of my wants, needs, and desires. Now, some people have a tendency to knock things down. I always say people reevaluate. Like, say you have a Sprint phone, and you're paying $150 a month, okay? And then you go to, like, say, Straight Talk, and you find out you might have to buy the phone that you want, which might cost you, you know, a couple of $100, or maybe you can get one in your budget. But then all you're going to do is pay $45 for unlimited whatever. Which you think is better to do? One thing is more feasible to go with the other plan, because you're getting the same thing. I've always been confused with phone companies. Sprint says, I have an unlimited plan, unless I call a ground line. If I call a landline, I only have 450 minutes for that. And I go, why? Okay? I go to Straight Talk. Straight Talk goes, you get, for $45, you get unlimited everything. And you even get, listen to this, I love it. I love this one where it says you actually get, you can call information for free. Now, the major phone companies, Sprint, Verizon, don't do that. So you ask yourself, do you want to work with a company that's just basically sucking you dry because they're trying to get everything they can get out of you? You ever seen one of your phone bills? They mean airtime and this time, and the guy stepped on the freaking bug time. And they're just charging you for every little thing they can get on there. And but you have a chance to go to another company who doesn't charge you for anything except for $45 flat fee for everything. You get compute, you get your internet access, your texting, and your minutes. They don't specify you have a ground line or nothing. So when you start looking at those things, sometimes a lot of people get caught up in this, I call it a false sense of responsibility, saying, well, I have this contract with this phone company. It's like, don't you realize what you have a contract with them for? Because they want to loop you into that, not because they want to keep you for 2 years. But if you decide you don't want that plan anymore, they're also going to hit you for a $245 cancellation fee. Now, when you start looking at these things, I always say, if we're in a situation of balancing our lives spiritually, it's to realize the people that are not in our lives because of our best interests. They're taking advantage of everything and anything they can get their hands on, and they're actually stealing from us. So it's your responsibility to listen to your intuition. Like, let's say you're sitting there, you look at, every time you walk in Walmart, all of a sudden the Straight Talk phones, every time you walk in there, the green is like it's almost like a neon. It gets brighter and brighter. That's a sign to correct the situation. Mm-hmm. Let's say you want to start a business, and you keep walking by this one building all the time, and every time you see it, it's something, the for rent sign gets brighter, or it just stands out, or it's like it has a pull to it. These are signs of things, of opportunities that you need to take advantage of to see where they're going to take you. Because some people, I had a lady who was sitting there talking to her about writing. I said, you need to write a book. And she's like, I've never written a thing in my life. Just because you haven't written a thing in your life doesn't mean you can't. It just means you haven't had the opportunity or maybe the motivation. And then you hear something happen on it. It wasn't until I got into my angel reading with her that we hit that one card. It said creative writing. And then she said, well, maybe I should write a book. But I told her 3 times before that. So the angels came back through and said, okay, here's a card for you.
And do you see my finances at least getting better? I do take responsibility. I spent a lot of money in the last month. I had to travel and like I said, the relationship. I was getting, to a point where, it tightened my finances. So
No. I'm just saying with you, what you need to focus on is the idea of prosperity and abundance. And some people have, instead of tightening your belt, realize that you're entitled or those things would be dropping in your lap and the things you got to do. It's just the thing that came to me, the clearest it came to me was 2 months. You feel like things are getting better, and 2 months you should definitely feel a definite dramatic change in your finances and things are going on. With the relationship, it's just the ideal. What you need to start doing is the ideal of being who you are. Express yourself. Do what you got to say. If something within you has got a voice that needs to be said to your boyfriend, we need to sit here and look at the situation and go, okay, this is going to hurt his feelings. Well, maybe it will, but maybe it will also wake him up. With the situation where things are going right now, you feel like, in some sense of the word, he's sitting back. And this nonchalant attitude of not, almost like thinking nothing's ever going to change between the two of you, so he has all the time in the world. It's to realize, sitting down and telling somebody, this is what I'm going to do with my life. If you want to be a part of it, great. If you don't, then don't. But I have to sit there and have myself.
No, it's okay. I made that announcement to him because he's been kind of, pushing and pulling and like in and out of my life for the last month. And I just told him I have to move on, and if I do want to get out on a date now and then, I'm going to be doing that and just focusing on me. And he started to come back around again, and then, like you said, you picked up on, we got in a pretty heated argument on Friday.
Heated? Boy, you got pretty heated at my house for the next month with that kind of freaking tension. Anyway, all I'm saying with the situation is like this. It's like telling somebody, what are your wants, needs, and desires? Seriously.
Yeah.
What do you need? What do you want? what do you desire in a relationship? And don't be scared to sit there and say, okay, I need someone who's going to be here with me. If they're going to be in a relationship and we're living together or whatever it is, I want them here 24/7. Focus on that, too, as well, in the process of affirmations and stuff. And you say, this is what I desire. This is what I want. This is what I need. And don't be scared to say those things to a person, because people have a tendency to say, well, that's kind of mean. That's like, he only takes it that way because he doesn't feel like he can actually do those things. It's the ideal of being very honest with each other. And he also needs to do the same thing. Can you actually give? I put it like this, from what I can see with the man, he expects you to give him.
Yes.
You know, so therefore the ideal, so when you look at the situation of like that kind of particular situation, I want what I want from you when I want it. And what they're saying to you is you need to sit there and look at the situation. It's not the ideal of being like him, because if you really look at the situation, that's kind of being kind of needy, which is, you know, like I said before, if you got two people in the same relationship who are needy and they like being all over each other, that's really a good relationship because they both like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a situation, a relationship with a person who's being impartial and who wants everything but refuses to give back, even that the relationship I told you before about the people who are needy and all over each other. See, they're needy and they're all over each other, but they give that to each other. So, see, she's getting back what she's putting out, and so is he. But when you're in a relationship where your wants and needs are not being fulfilled, but the other person, you know, demands his to be that way, then it's just pointing out to you in the reflection that you need to do the same thing too as well, to either bring balance within this relationship or get the strength to walk away in favor of somebody who will have that strength to give you those things. That's why we say strength is very important, because I actually talk to a lot of metaphysical people too. So I'm an empath, and it's so scary. I'm sitting there going, well, find the strength in it. You make it work for you. Don't sit there and go, you know, like seriously, boundaries are boundaries. Even in the spiritual world, I have a friend of mine who lets people walk all over her, but she also has a tendency to have problems with spirits who do the same thing because she doesn't create those boundaries. So, see, it's very important throughout our whole lives, even if the idea of whatever's going on. And the same thing with work and when you do your life and that kind of stuff. It's also been a proven fact, too, that people walk into situations and say, okay, I'm working 8 hours today. I can only work 8 hours on this job. But and some people have a tendency that their jobs control them and their bosses and say, well, we need you to do this. And they feel obligated to do that or they'll lose their job. You realize how much power you lost by making that decision. So it's the ideal of why so many people are actually leaning towards spiritual lifestyle now and actually self-employment, because they're taking back their power. They're tapping in their own creativity. They realize they do have a service to give other people, but they don't have to go through someone else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We always say the only difference between... All I was going to say was the difference between now and when Jesus was alive is that the slaves get paid and they have insurance.
Right. You're right. And then I do. I have aspirations to open my own business. I just, for now, I'm just trying to get myself stable financially, which right now isn't a good time. But, yeah, I do have aspirations.
And the one thing about The one thing about your relationship, it says it's almost like you do get an impression that you will reconcile, and it shows that you do have a lot of chemistry between the two of you. That's one thing that has a tendency to be a strong influence over you because of the chemistry that you do have.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have children? Does he act like a child?
Well, he acts like a child, but I do have a daughter, but she's 20 years old in Florida, away from me, but... he acts like a child a lot. I feel like he's my son sometimes, the way I, you know, the way
well,
I have to,
the reason I asked the question.
Yeah.
Because I actually pulled out a card that has a boy and a girl on it.
Hmm.
And it says children. Your love life is being affected by a child. I'm sorry. That is so, like, boom. I mean, you can't get any more confirmation on that one, right? Your love life. is being affected by a child. Okay.
Yeah, very
and
much.
It says
so.
it does say infinite abundance is coming. You're fully supported as you devote yourself to your divine life purpose. So the ideal of the business, I was going to say with the business and that kind of stuff, when you take the money out of the equation and start focusing on what you want, it's amazing how the opportunities come to you and for that business to fall into place. It also says justice. Your career brings fairness and protection to others who need your protection. What do you do?
I'm a I manage commercial property, so I do oversee, you know, tenants and buildings, you know, and employees involved. So yeah.
Making sure people get what they get, making sure everything's fair and balanced, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So you see, your life purpose will fully support you. So that's what I'm saying. You need to focus on those things that you're pulled to do and follow through with them. Because a lot of times we realize, sometimes we think we have to make choices, not realizing a lot of gifts and talents that we have, they're all instilled in us for a reason, because they're all going to benefit us throughout that life purpose that you've chosen.
Okay.
So that was something I tell a friend of mine. Like, we was in the shop. We had a shop we had in Colorado. I'm like, we're doing psychic readings and that kind of stuff. And then we have something go wrong. Well, from past experience with jobs I had actually had, I had the experience to fix some of the things in that shop. Or if I move into a house or whatever, when we're doing things like that. So you start realizing that everything you've been through still has a tendency to affect a lot of things that are going on, but it just makes things go smoother. But it's amazing that when I was talking about Jesus' time, a lot of people were self-employed. You know, the disciples were fishermen, self-employed. Jesus was a carpenter. You know, just things like that. When you start, because I was saying, there's a part in the Bible that talks about this, where it's like Jesus is talking about it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven is to take a camel to the eye of the needle. And a lot of people don't realize what the eye of the needle was actually the cities back then were all surrounded by usually walls, and you had this little entrance way that actually looks like a keyhole that was made for a human being to go through, but when a camel went through it. The camel had to get down on his knees to cry through there. So what they're saying is it's hard to get through that eye of the needle, but it's not impossible. So he's saying that's, you know, so it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven, but not impossible. It's just the idea of realizing his wealth is not going to get him there. It's just the idea of supporting him while he's here. So all of a sudden the disciples go. I love this one, too, because no one ever catches this, I don't think. Well, they need to emphasize on that, where the disciples go, well, if that's the case, Lord, then who gets to go to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, well, okay, what does that mean? They were all self-employed. They were all rich. They were all wealthy. You know, it's like we have to look at our perceptions of what wealth means. Back in those days, the ideal of being wealthy was the ideal of generating income for yourself through your skill, your life purpose. And they put themselves right into it all the time, every time. So, you know, so that's what it's saying. But no one seems to catch that when it says, okay, Jesus, if that's the case, then who gets to go to heaven? They're all saying that because they were wealthy men. And there was also financial backing for what Jesus was doing and too, and that kind of thing like that. So it was the idea of pointing out to people that when you focus on your life purpose, your service to humanity, not just do you give a service to humanity, but you're also doing a service to yourself. So, you know what they always say, when you heal your, and that's how you do it. Because people say, well, we need to do some healing. So they focus a lot on healing energy. That's true. But also on the actions that our lives of actually walking through fear instead of letting fear immobilize us, we don't realize how much healing happens in those situations too because of past experiences of fear controlling us. When we stop letting that fear control us, a healing happens within us too. And that's what we say, progression and going forward and removal.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, thank you.
So like
so
I said before, I got 2 months. I got 2 months. But that's not just, like, it's not going to be like 2 months later from now, going, poop, oh, all this stuff happens. No, it's a progression. You're going to see a lot of things in between that 2 months. But the 2 months, it seems like a 2 month mark for you is when you're going to sit there and go, you're really going to notice a difference, okay?
Okay.
But you need to, you already know what you need to do. You need to follow through with those things. Have the strength within yourself to say, okay, I go inside. How am I going to do this? Or with your business. The one thing you could do with your business is to sit down, get you a pad and pencil, and just start writing out ideals on how to make it happen. Or even the ideal of realizing that there's nothing wrong. Like, we have sponsorship for the show. And we're going to also open a new shop, and we're going to get sponsorship for the shop too as well. It's just the idea of realizing that there's other people out there who have your same convictions and your same insights and also on the same page of what you want to do. And there's nothing wrong with working with people and that kind of thing, sense of the word. I always say make sure there's proper documentation, but that's just protection for both of you, probably. But you can definitely make it happen, and all those things that you're really focusing on, as soon as you just let yourself follow through with those things and realize the possibilities of what can happen now, I feel like all these things are going to happen this year.
Okay.
Because you have the support. You need to practice. You need to practice what you want to do. You need to let go. And you got to tell yourself, you deserve love. You were born to be loved, cherished, and adored. Use that as an affirmation. Say it to yourself when you start having lack of self. And then put down, I am loved, lovable, and love.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I am loved.
It's been a wealth of information. No, it definitely helped. I was really just, it's where a lot of my money's been going, is just trying to get, you know, advice and guidance. And because, you know, the boyfriend doesn't talk and he just kind of runs away. So, so a lot of my money.
Well, if you want to sit down some time and take advantage of the 7-card angel readings, I mean, they're very powerful readings. They actually cut into your chakras, information about each of the little bits and pieces of your life. I'm telling you, they're very powerful. And I like to tell everybody on when we first had the show, that if you, you know, for the people who call this show, you know, for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33, which is, I'm serious, the regular price, if you go on my website, it's $125. So, but we love the support. We love working with people, and we want to give our callers a break. So, also the same thing. If you want to be, I could throw in there too. The guy that sponsors our show is giving everybody a bottle of body wash if you donate $25 or more, or $25. And if you donate $35 or more, he'll also throw in a bottle of body mist. But at the same time, I could also do the same thing and also extend that too. If for a person who wants to donate $25, I can also do a reading in there too as well, the bottle of body wash. So if that's something that could actually help you, that's fine. I would love to sit down and do a reading with you, because I've been using these romance angel cards and the life purpose cards, which I think was really good for you. That would really give you some really insight. So, like I said, as soon as you schedule an appointment with me, we have it done in 24 hours. So, therefore, you can take the benefits of all the information that you seek. And usually when we tell people, even if Douglas tell everybody, even if you went through my website and paid for $125 for a 60-minute session, trust me, they're not 60-minute sessions. They usually go a little bit longer than that, but I usually don't. I don't think I've ever really called somebody on it. Most of the people I work with actually go back in and they'll either donate or they'll pay me accordingly if they go over like a half hour. So, you know, it's one of the things. I don't say anything. I just feel like everybody knows. And it's also everybody has to listen to their guidance on everything they do. So I do. Seriously, if I go in the store, should I get the strawberries or should I get a box of Debbie's? It may sound crazy, but they always tell me to get the strawberries, of course. But it's one of those things where you're at a moment in your life. Every moment is important, even the process of going to the grocery store, of looking for guidance and everything, anything you do, because they're always looking out for your best interest. So in the process, that's what I was saying with the money thing. You want to start a business? Work with your angels. Say, angels, I would love to do this. What's the first thing I should start with? It's going to be probably more likely a vision. What is your vision of what you want to do? They help you with that too. When I was doing my shop, I had this big old vision of having a shop and many readers and that kind of stuff. And they sit down with me and talk to me and said, well, what do you really want to do? And I said, well, what I really want to do is I just want to sit down and I just want to do readings, and having a nice shop to do that would be great. Next thing I know, I cut all my expenses down by like half, because I just realized the things I really didn't want. I just wanted to do my work. And I found a great place, too. That's what I'm sorry. That's one thing I wanted to say real quick, then we'll let you go, is that you can do that. I've done it before, man. Like when I had the shop that I got that for myself, the smaller one, I went into that whole situation, and people come and tell me over and over again, you'll be paying $300 a month for that place. I walked in there, my angel said, nope. You said, you tell these people that you want to pay $150. And I did, and they agreed. And that's the whole thing. I guarantee if you follow your guidance, things will happen very quickly for you. And your finances will change quicker too, because 2 months is right now. That's because we haven't done the work that we're talking about, that you start working on yourself. But as soon as you start putting those things together, that time frame is going to change too. And you're going to see a whole lot more differences very quickly.
Thank you so much. That's been a lot of help for me. But I'll definitely be in touch. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. We appreciate you calling in. And you have a great great week, okay?
You too. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye now.
Night.
Night-night.
Guess what?
So, D, what's up? What? Hello, G. Did we just hit it down to time? D. Hello. Oh, that sucks. I guess she doesn't want to talk to me right now. Let's see. Lizzie's not on either. Hmm.